it's revealing some things that, again, it feels like we were lied to about. I say feels like we were definitely lied to about this. There was a promise when this was just an announcement and it was something that was being worked on over at the Netflix animation studios that all of the characters look like their original versions. Nobody had been redesigned. There was no major craziness going on. Hello, Nerdy Legion. I, as always, am Dustin. This is Comic Talk Today, and I am bringing you the Comic Talk headlines. So for this episode of headlines, it is a little short. I'm just letting you know right now. I'm sure some of you are a little happier about that because I do have a tendency to ramble. Not saying I didn't ramble in this episode. So there you go. Either way, we got something for housekeeping to get out of the way. Okay, so for housekeeping, there's not a whole lot. Just a real quick reminder, if you haven't already, then please do subscribe. Definitely helps out the show a lot. You can do it on whichever platform you are listening or watching on. It is super simple. Just click a freaking button and you help out, again, the show immensely just by subscribing. If you like what I'm trying to do here, then you can also share the things across the interwebs and do, you know, all of that kind of stuff as well. But really, all you got to do is subscribe. Either way, no real housekeeping to mention. So let's jump into the news. Now, we would be talking about comic books and books, but really everything that I wanted to talk about is dealing with ongoing story arcs, and that's not what we cover in the news. So, all of that being said, we are, in fact, going to be moving into TV streaming. In TV streaming, we have some follow-ups, we have a trailer, and then we have a different kind of streaming news. So let's start with the follow-ups. First up, we need to address we're only passively going to address this. I'm not going to get into any sort of detail necessarily, but we do have a He-Man situation on our hands. Some leaked images from the comic book that is surrounding this new He-Man series on Netflix have found their way onto the internet, and it's revealing some things that, again, it feels like we were lied to about. I say feels like we were definitely lied to about this. There was a promise when this was just an announcement and it was something that was being worked on over at the Netflix animation studios that all of the characters look like their original versions. Nobody had been redesigned. There was no major craziness going on. Well, now we have some major craziness going on. Again, I'm not going to get into any more detail beyond that necessarily. It just feels like they were trying to bait and switch us, and somebody behind the scenes felt like they were doing us dirty, so they leaked these images so that we knew what we were getting ourselves into. And I at first I was super hype about the new Masters of the Universe series because I had all of those toys when I was a kid, and I had I literally mean all of them, regardless of, you know, the color of the skin of the character that I was playing with. I still played with all of them. Anyway, it's just an interesting situation going on there, and some really impressive mental gymnastics to make it okay in the minds of the producers who keep telling us this is going to be a fan service series when all of the evidence is pointing in the other direction. So we've addressed the He-Man situation. That is what it is. Next, we're moving over to Lovecraft Country. We have the announcement that it is not getting picked up for a second season. So if you were looking for some new crazy Lovecraftian, the tentacle monsters and things in a new season, you will be sadly disappointed. You must just revel in what was season one. I have yet to watch season one, but it is definitely on my to-watch list because that's some horror that I really, like, that's the stuff that really messes with you, is the Lovecraftian stuff. Like, go watch Color Out of Space. Wow. Wow. Like, we're talking Hereditary levels of mind screwingness. It's just bonkers. Anyway, continuing on, we have more follow-ups. This one is for Batwoman, a series that we've kind of lightly been keeping tabs on. Batwoman just announced that Robin Givens has been cast as a series regular for season 3. Jada Jett is the name of the character. It sounds like that's somebody who's made up, but again, as I've said before, I'm not a huge Batwoman reader. I do really like the character. I really, really love her backstory and how she relates to Bruce and so on and so forth. But just for whatever reason, never really got into it. So I'm interested to see what they do here. Robin Givens, like I've said before, it kind of feels like they're trying to pull out as many stops as possible. Robin Givens is kind of a big name in the world of television these days and has been for a little while, since like the early 90s. She was movies then, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. But yeah, just... it sounds like they're really trying to do everything they can to keep us interested here. So I'm it's starting to pique my interest. Maybe I'll play catch up and watch the rest of season 2. I don't know if this is going to be big enough for me. I mean, if you were to make an announcement tomorrow that Batman and the Joker would be in this series, passing terms, then yeah, I would probably play catch up. Right now, as it stands, though, we may or may not get a brief glimpse of Batman. I don't know. It's just not quite there for me yet. And then our final follow-up on TV streaming has to do with The Witcher Blood Origin. This is another casting announcement. This new casting announcement is Michelle Oh has been cast as, I'm not going to say this name right, Cian, I believe. Not super familiar with the Witcher series, though that is pretty significant. Michelle Oh is a major actor at this point. I really, really like her on Discovery. Her character is one of the reasons I even continued to watch that show. So yeah, very interested to see what happens in this prequel series for The Witcher. That is all we have for follow-ups. We have one trailer to talk about that just launched. The final chapter in the Netflix Transformers anime series. It's Transformers War for Cybertron. This chapter is called Kingdom. Link can be found in the show notes. Set to release July 29th. So the end of this month, we will see the release of the most recent Netflix Transformers anime series. And so far, so good, man. Nothing really to complain about here. It's been pretty fun. We're going to keep on hoping that it maintains that fun. But that is what we have for trailers. So our one piece of actual news, like I said, this one's pretty interesting as far as streaming goes, because this isn't necessarily visual streaming. This is audio streaming. This is a new podcast, kind of, but it's also going out on Sirius XM. So for that reason, I felt like this was definitely newsworthy, but also for the other side of this being what the show is. The show is called The Megyn Kelly Show. Not really generally nerdy fare, if you will, because Megyn Kelly is a political talking head, but it's significant. I guess I can't say it's necessarily relevant, but it's definitely significant that Megyn Kelly is getting her own show, and it's on a pretty huge platform, albeit an audio platform. And also, it sounds like after the episodes have aired live on her Sirius XM, whatever channel it's going to be coming across, they didn't say if they're creating a new channel for her or if she's going to be broadcast on an existing channel. That was not made 100% clear, but it's relatively irrelevant to the conversation that we're having here, in that she's a conservative talking head who has been shunned by television at this point. She left Fox News, went to NBC, got bought out of her contract at NBC because of really silly reasons. And honestly, all of the press releases, all of the coverage that I saw for this was really interesting, in that it left the reasoning for her firing, quote unquote, from NBC out of any of the vocabulary that they included to let the world know that Megyn Kelly is getting her own series again. So very interesting there, but again, not getting into the politics. I just feel like it's pretty relevant in this world where we have a seeming war against conservative thought by most major media outlets. At least that's what all of the big conservative talking heads want us to think anyway. And there's a fair amount of evidence, again, birdwalking. But it's just interesting that she is breaking this new ground on, I guess it's not too crazy, because I mean, talk radio has always been fairly conservative heavy. So the fact that it's making its way over into the realm of audio, Sirius XM, so on and so forth, isn't as crazy as maybe I thought it was when I first found it, but it's still significant because I can't think of anything on Sirius that is along these same lines, and definitely no high profile podcasts aside from kind of Joe Rogan, but Joe Rogan is not really conservative. He's just an intelligent thinker. He's a curious person. Anyway, so yeah, that is what we have for TV streaming. I know it's a kind of a weird note to go out on, but that's where we're going. And now we are talking movies. This is the smallest section, aside from comic books, which didn't exist, but this is the smallest existing section for the episode. Two pieces. First piece is a trailer. The new trailer for the next Fear Street movie has been released. Again, Netflix got the rights to this R.L. Stein thing. Link can be found down in the show notes. So I watched Fear Street, and I'm going to give you just my brief kind of synopsis. So if you want to, I'm going to try to not spoil it. It'd be really hard to spoil it in a brief review-ish. The one qualm that I had with this, being something of a horror fan, being something of an R.L. Stein fan, the one major qualm I had with this movie was the editing. Not even necessarily the video editing, but the audio editing was kind of hot garbage. I had a blast watching this movie. So the first movie anyway. So if you're looking for a pretty good time and you can get past the audio weirdness, because like I will say this about the audio editing. It's like they only could get the rights to 5 seconds of every song you ever heard from the 90s. Because that's what they do, is they play about 5 seconds from every song you ever heard in the 90s. It's a little disorienting on the audio side of things. But again, as assuming you can get past that, it's a lot of fun. It's definitely not the best horror movie ever, but it definitely has a unique twist on a lot of tropes that we've been getting in slasher type movies since the 80s. So I dug it. Definitely worth a watch. Definitely going to be continuing to watch these. So the next movie, again, part 2, 1978 is what it's called, will be coming out sometime soon. I don't believe there is a proper release date for it just yet. It still says coming soon. If I can find out otherwise, I will definitely follow up in the next episode. So the last piece for the movie section is an interesting one into itself as well. And it's about a movie called Rebel Moon. What is Rebel Moon? So if you want to make your very own Star Wars movie, but can't get in very tight with the boys over at Lucasfilm, or the people, I guess, to be less gender exclusive, over at Lucasfilm, then just make your own and call it an homage, quote unquote. So Zack Snyder is making this movie. Zack Snyder originally developed this idea as a pitch to Lucasfilm when it was still under the tutelage of George Lucas. So it got shot down. He couldn't make his movie in the Star Wars universe. So he has been retooling it ever since. According to Snyder, ever since 2012, which I'm very questioning that timeline anyway. So yeah, apparently since 2012, he's been retooling this, and now it's coming out on Netflix as Rebel Moon. Rebel Moon, if you look up the synopsis, I'm not going to read it here, but if you look up the synopsis, definitely has some parallels to what's going on in Star Wars, or to what the mainline Star Wars story is anyway. And Snyder, if this does well, Netflix is going to assumably let him build this also into its own universe. So we will have the Snyder Zombieverse and then the Snyder Starverse, or Moonverse, Rebelverse. I don't know. But yeah, very interesting. Definitely going to keep tabs on this because I don't hate Zack Snyder. I've said before that he's like a more talented Michael Bay, and I will stand by that because while his movies are entertaining, they're really not as deep as he wants to pretend they are. So interested, but I don't know, not necessarily holding my breath. But that is where we stand on the movie section. Okay, so rumor mill is actually sizable for this episode, and I honestly didn't even have to dig very hard for about half of these. They just kind of came, and it's a good day when that happens. Hopefully, next episode, the rest of the show will go the same way. Anyway, so we have no confirmations, refutations, necessarily, unless you watched the gaming and tech section, in which there is kind of a confirmation, but it doesn't quite qualify because it's not the Nintendo Switch Pro. It's just a new hardware version. Anyway, so we're moving into proper rumors, and the first proper rumor is that Spider-Man No Way Home, the entire script has apparently leaked online. Now, I'm putting this in rumors in spite of a number of quote-unquote insiders saying, oh wow, yeah, that's legit, because it hasn't been taken down yet, and usually that's a pretty good sign. Also, because we know Kevin Feige, we know the how tight of a ship he runs. We also saw what happened when we were guessing at WandaVision, all of those quote-unquote leaks that came out that showed us Magneto in WandaVision were all hot garbage. So this one I'm kind of taking with a giant grain of sand or salt, because it just doesn't jibe with what we know of the behind-the-scenes mechanics. So, likelihood that this is legit, because it is a leak, it's going to be difficult for me to give it very high. And also because it's a quote-unquote Marvel leak. I know technically Spider-Man is a Sony picture, but it's very tight in with the Marvel crowd, so that's even less likely in my head. So I'm gonna put this at 30%. I feel like that's actually a spot on likelihood for this leak, because to go any higher would be generous, to go any lower would be silly, would be naive, I guess. So yeah, we're putting this at right about 30%. If you want to go look for it, do it. It's very interesting to see what might actually be happening. There is no explanation in there as to why Doctor Strange has that shovel in the Funko Pop toy, or the whatever the toy was, rather. So that's also another thing. It's like, maybe this isn't a thing, but who knows? Maybe I just missed it in my reading. Whatever. So next we're talking, continuing in that line of thinking, we're talking about Doctor Strange is reportedly getting a series over on Disney Plus. Now, it's not exactly what you're thinking, because reportedly in the Multiverse of Madness movie, we are going to get introduced to Brother Voodoo, who very potentially, according to the rumor, is going to be renamed from Brother Voodoo to Dr. Voodoo, which has happened in the comic books. So Dr. Voodoo is going to be introduced into the movie, and then in this rumored series is going to be the passing of the torch from Benedict Cumberbatch's Dr. Strange, that's a lot of words, to Dr. Voodoo in the series. So a lot of weird going on there. Potentially, if this rumor is true, then it's not going to be actually called Doctor Strange, the series. It will be probably something like Sorcerer Supreme or something along those lines. But even if that happens, we are still many years away from them going into any kind of development for it. So it kind of is what it is there. So likelihood that this is legit, I'm going to take this in two different likelihoods. So the first one being that we get introduced to, I'm sorry, I need to read the guy's name again. Not Brother Voodoo, obviously I know that part. Jericho Drum, the name behind Brother Voodoo. The likelihood we're going to be introduced to Jericho Drum. Maybe he'll be introduced as Brother Voodoo as well. Maybe we'll, or Dr. Voodoo, whichever. Maybe the transition might happen at some point throughout the movie. Maybe, possibly, honestly, I'm thinking more likely if this happens, it's going to be Jericho Drum, and then any character development beyond that will be based on how the fans react to that name. So, likelihood that we will see Jericho Drum in this movie to some capacity, even a very small capacity, I'll put that about 60%. That seems to go very in line with a lot of things, again, that we know are going on behind the scenes at Disney. So, 60% likelihood we will see Jericho Drum somehow. Brother Voodoo, maybe. Dr. Voodoo, maybe. Jericho Drum is the more likely version of that. Likelihood that there is going to be a Sorcerer Supreme series or even a Doctor Strange series on Disney Plus. As it stands right now, in the near future, that's at like a 0%. If we extend the timeline a little bit further, I'll raise that up to about 40% that this will happen in a series. Honestly, if we go too far down the timeline to start this, then I bet Benedict Cumberbatch passes the torch, quote unquote, off camera. It's not actually going to happen unless it happens in one of the mashup movies, who knows. But yeah, likelihood that a series dealing with the Sorcerer Supreme will happen, yeah, I'll give it in 5 years' time. Again, probably 40% there. All right, so our next rumor has to do with some gaming awesomeness. And this one, I gotta bump up, because we've heard a variation of this rumor a number of times. This is the Silent Hill rumor that Konami is somewhere in development for a new Silent Hill game. So, because of what we know just happened, what do we know just happened? Konami just struck a deal with a production company called Bloober. Bloober has done multiple well-received horror games in the past. Bloober is the one that made it known that they have signed the contract with Konami, so that has definitely fueled this fire. So, because we already know, you know, Konami has kind of made some cryptic messages, has said, you know, you don't know what's working behind the scenes, and we do, and you're going to love it, and blah, blah, blah. That's all kind of, I think they're wanting us to think they're making a Silent Hill game, because eventually they're going to make a Silent Hill game. And I think this Bloober partnership, because they didn't buy them, this is just a partnership, this Bloober partnership is definitely a sign that it is heading in that direction. So, likelihood. Last time I believe we gave the likelihood something along 55-60%. I'm going to bump that up just a little bit. We're going to go about 65-70% likelihood that this is becoming a thing. We're gradually moving up until we get something a little more hardcore as far as like behind the scenes, corroborating rumors, something along those lines. Because really, this is just the same people saying, see, I told you, see, I told you. So until we get something more, I don't know if we're going to be able to go over 70%, but 70% is pretty strong. Next, we're talking about Wolverine in the movies again, and actually very specifically Hugh Jackman's Wolverine in the movies. This one's kind of silly because it's just Hugh Jackman trolling fans. He's posted some things recently, a picture with him and Kevin Feige, a picture that Boss Logic drew of Wolverine's claws, a couple of kind of cryptic things. We already assumed that there was going to be a Hugh Jackman cameo in the Multiverse of Madness. This is kind of leaning in that direction, and so Hugh Jackman is just trolling his fans. So likelihood we're going to see Wolverine again live action from Hugh Jackman in the movies is pretty freaking likely. I'm putting it at 85%. I would be very surprised if we didn't get a very small cameo to some degree from Hugh Jackman in the Multiverse of Madness. If that doesn't happen, color me astonished. Our next rumor has to do with Captain America 4, the next Captain America movie. Reportedly, the main villain will in fact be Sharon Carter. with the ending of Bucky and the Winter Soldier, or Bucky, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Bucky is the Winter Soldier. With the ending of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, that kind of got things going. And now we have an insider, those lovely insiders saying that, yes, in fact, Sharon is going to be the villain. She's going to turn very hard into the villain for the movie. And I say, I call bull. I don't know where you're listening to this, so I don't know if I can actually use the second half of that phrase, but it's I can't give any gravity to this. There is no weight here because we are so far away from that movie. There is no way that anybody knows that information just yet. Sure, that might be an idea that's being kicked around in the writer's room over at the MCU studios and all of that stuff. Yeah, that's very possible. It's even possible that it ends up going that direction. The probability there, though, is pretty slim at this point, because honestly, everything is fair game because Captain America 4 hasn't even been freaking announced yet. So, all of that being said, likelihood that it is at this point in time that it is going to be Sharon Carter as the villain in that movie, 20%. And that's generous. Moving right along, we're talking about the Old Guard. Old Guard, we do know now, because Charlize Theron has made it known, she is the producer on it, has made it known that the script for the second movie has been finished and they will be going into production very soon. That, or actually, 2022, I think, was the actual official announcement. Anyway, so with that news, we now know that things are in fact moving forward at Netflix, and that's fueling rumors that say, oh, Netflix has already greenlit Old Guard number 3. We do know that Netflix is looking for a movie franchise that they can turn into their very own MCU. We absolutely 100% know that that is a thing. They have made no bones about it. Is the movie franchise going to be one that is led by Charlize Theron, or is Charlize Theron a little too expensive to go franchise with? I feel like that's very dependent on the performance of this next movie. So to say that they have already greenlit number 3 at this point is naive, is definitely reading your tea leaves the wrong way. So likelihood that at this point they have greenlit that movie, very unlikely, 10%. And I feel like that's pretty accurate. All right, so moving on next, we're talking about Fast and Furious. We have another Charlize Theron rumor. This one has to do with John Cena and Charlize Theron. So Cypher would be Charlize, and then I forget the Toretto, Dominic's little brother. There is reportedly going to be a spinoff movie that is going to deal with those two characters. Again, I feel like Charlize is a little too expensive. She has been in, what is it now, two Fast and Furious movies? Two? Three? Kind of three? She had a cameo in one, so three. So, I mean, this one's got a little bit more credibility. Hobbs and Shaw did really well, and they're, you know, this is the fifth largest franchise in movie history. So, likelihood that this is a thing at this point, yeah, I'll put that up pretty high. I'll put that at about 50%. Beyond that, I feel like you're stretching, but 50% likelihood that we will see a Cypher and the Little Toretto spinoff movie, whatever that turns into. Our next one has to do with The Batman. This one I feel like it's just a rumor that's repackaged from a different quote unquote insider. And that is that we are going to get a cameo from the Joker, and duh, it's Batman. There's going to be some sort of reference to the Joker. This one is saying we will see Joker on the screen, but it will be just a cameo. Again, pretty freaking obvious at this point, especially if they plan on making this more than one movie. So I'm putting this one at 80%. Again, I'll be very surprised if we don't see this. Our final rumor for this episode has to do with Grand Theft Auto 6, another gaming rumor. So this rumor says that the previously reported rumored release time frame is a little premature. Previously, they were saying 2023, and now we have somebody who's actually pretty legitimately an insider, somebody who has made announcements before that have come true very regularly. He works for freaking Forbes. I can't remember the guy's name right now, but he is saying two things about this. A, 2023 is way too early. At the earliest, it'll be 2024 that they release this game, and very likely it'll probably move into 2025. So that's 7-8 years between games. Kind of makes sense. Means probably Rockstar's working on that and something else. But also, the other thing he's saying about this is it's going to be a revisit to Vice City. It's going to be a modernized version of Vice City. They have revisited things in the past, not super frequently. So I can go either way on that part of it, but the time frame makes a little bit of sense to me. So this one, I'm going to put 24, 25, somewhere in that neighborhood for a release date. We'll put that part of this at it seems pretty good, 70%. Likelihood that it's a revisit to Vice City, I feel like that's the less likely part of this rumor. So we'll put that right about 40%, just because that feels disingenuous. The other half of this totally makes sense in my head. The rest of this, not so much. So that, my nerds, is the end of the rumor section. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and check out all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. If you want to join me, though, and do some more generally nerdy things, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.